All right, boots and salutes. Going to be a busy day. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, they should put a, on that Gold Fund, they should put some better lights out there and cut all the trees down on that intersection. Those people got killed. Bye.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
I'd like to give you and CJWW a big salute on the new legendary country sound you have put into place. And for us, our friends, and many others, it's like a breath of fresh air. And then with the NHL playoffs underway, I'd like to cheer along with Matt Bradley. Go Leafs, go.
Well, we'll pass that along. thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
You said so many nice things about legendary country that I can't bash the Leafs.
Well, exactly. Let it go. It's very. I'm excited for Leaf fans.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Scott Moe this morning for backing Alberta on that Trans Mountain pipeline. It's time the rest of the country realize we're really tired of being kicked around here in the prairies. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a real massive big boots for that big pig spleen guy. I printed off his forecast there, and he predicted for the months of March, April, and May, there will be no snow. Well, first of all, in early March, we've got the biggest dump snow that we had seen since October, and then obviously the last couple of days we had snow, so he's wrong again. Why would you guys ever allow this guy to do the forecast is beyond me. Thank you.
Don't blame Wade. Blame the pig. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I would just like to say, I was wondering when this, in regards to this bus accident, when the guy was going to get charged. I mean, it's clear that he either ran through the stop sign or stopped and didn't proceed when it's safe. So.
Okay, well. Here's, I'm going off the top of my head because it came out a couple of days ago. The RCMP issued a media release to all the media here in Saskatchewan, indicating to us that they are going through it's such a complex and such a huge task to determine everything that had transpired, and it could take months before they come to a conclusion of what happened. And then at that point, if anything any charges needed to be laid, that's when it would happen. But the RCMP is encouraging everybody, as far as the media is concerned, to let them do their job. They want to do it right. They want to do it right the first time, and it's going to take some time.
So
that was the word from the RCMP.
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 for your thoughts on this Jersey Day. Again, throw on a jersey in support of the Humboldt Broncos today, wherever your travels may take you. Again, just a sign of solidarity on this Thursday morning. But our first caller talked a little bit about the Kinder Morgan pipeline. I'm going to give you an alternate theory in a moment. Good morning, boots and salutes.
I agree with your big boot to that transport driver. He can't. Does he know that when you got a flashing light on a stop sign that you're supposed to stop?
Again, though, we don't know all the details. So until they become proven or there's a statement, then you can't judge what happened. We weren't there.
And that's why it's taking the RCMP such a long period of time to do this.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I can't believe some people get so upset over weather predictions when it's unpredictable, really, the weather.
Well, you think about it, Environment Canada has at their disposal how much technology, and it's still hard to do.
Exactly. It changes constantly, and this previous caller having such an issue about it, it's ridiculous.
So Wade and the pig, we got your back.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to all the first responders and the RCMP and everybody at the big accident last week.
Yes.
I think they deserve a big salute. But also, I wonder if I could add a little something. I hope now, since this accident, that people realize that our health and our first responders need a little extra money, and I hope the Sask Party would reconsider the $500,000 in funding that they had previously given to STARS helicopters in Regina and Saskatoon, and that they had discontinued a couple of months ago. I think they'll realize that maybe we need that.
Thank you. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I wish it would snow some more.
Okay. To each his own. 938-0600.
He's not calling from here, is he? He's calling from Mexico.
1-800-667-3727. Just want to quickly throw out a little alternate theory. Again, Kinder Morgan pipeline. Again, Alberta's threatening to shut off the gas flow to BC and the oil flow. And I say, you know, don't threaten, just do it. If you're going to do it, do it. But the BC government, right, they were elected by the people of British Columbia to represent their interests. So if the people that have elected them are saying they don't want a pipeline, isn't that their duty to say we don't want a pipeline? Just like here in Saskatchewan, we've elected officials that we believe are... they believe in our interest that we don't want a carbon tax. So we're saying, no, we don't want a carbon tax. Is it not the same thing?
I realize, Dave, that you're doing this to, you know, just throw out, just, think outside the box. I'm prepared to let them freeze in the dark.
Okay. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot a social activist from Quebec named Nora Larito for her comments on Twitter yesterday or the day before. And I'm hoping people will write McLean's and a few other publications that have accepted her work. But she essentially said that the Humboldt tragedy wouldn't have had the publicity it had if it wasn't young white males that were hockey players, and kind of took a swipe at the whole thing.
Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to say that Saskatchewan should set up its own oil refinery.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. People keep talking about building a new arena north of the police station, but what about CP Rail from Idlewild all right through Robin Hood, that whole northwest corner there? CP Rail?
Well, there's also discussion about moving the rail lines.
I know. How many hundreds of millions?
This is a huge project that where it's going to take a long time to get to the bottom of it and to get it all figured out.
I think first you get rid of the train tracks, then you can think about redeveloping. What are you going to do? Start at the east side and work your way up to the tracks and hope they disappear.
Thanks for the call. Good morning.
Build it in stages.
Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Dave. I have to disagree with you. In BC, the NDP didn't win by a majority. They only got in because they joined forces with the Green Party.
Okay, but so, the two parties combined, though, had a majority government, right? So the majority of British Columbians would say that they voted for them as opposed to somebody else, right?
I don't know. I think they should have a referendum before they do anything else.
And that's a very fair comment, too, right?
I think they should get out of our way.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I like to I use my landline all the time. I do not like my cell phone.
Thank you for the call. And that's part of our Your Say question. You'll find it at cjwwradio.com. You can have your say anytime. And the question is, do you use your landline? And so far, 78% say yes. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, the BC people had a referendum in the last election. It was over Site C and the oil line. The NDP won, and the Green Party joined them. You're right, of course.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Well, thank you for your comments. That's going to do it for today on Boots and Salutes. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow morning at...